I have a like, if you like, or a passion about breeding livestock, and I think the opportunity to buy what is an iconic South Australian business, or Australian business for that matter, in Collinsville was just a fantastic opportunity. And when they put the station on the market, I approached them and said, knowing that they didn't have succession plans, were they interested in selling the stud at the same time? And they were, so we were able to do a deal. And we'll base the inside country now back up here at Kapiti, and we'll run an MBO transfer program and an AI program, and hopefully be having an on-property sale next year here as well.
To sell the Collinsville Merinos, George Millington's property needs to be certified MN3, which assures his buyers his sheep are free from ovine yonis disease. That means saying goodbye to the 7,000 sheep he's already got at Kapiti.
Well, we've actually been testing our sheep for a little while for our OJD status, so we're sort of halfway down that track, and I actually have to sell all these sheep you see here, and all their progeny, and all the rams, everything has to go. There's quite a bit of work there. We've got to get everything shorn, then we've got to get it all classed up, and we've got to get it in line so we can sell them. And then I'll have to pay to adjust the stock down at Boobarawi, where they currently are after settlement, for another 4 months before we can bring them up here.
Is it worth it?
I think so. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to try and grab it, and to bring a stud back here, and to have Collinsville still based in South Australia under family ownership, I think it's fantastic. The future for the industry is pretty good. We've obviously seen some highs and lows in the wool industry, quite a few highs and quite a few lows, and we had the whole stockpile disaster, but all those surplus bales have now disappeared, and the price of wool has remained reasonably steady for the last 3 years. You're now seeing producers able to sell bales for between $1,200 and $1,500, depending upon the wool price, and most producers can seem to make a reasonably good living out of doing that. And coupled with the fact that merinos are really a dual-purpose animal. These days in the mid-north, if the season goes right, they can also be selling a lamb for, you know, $80 to $100.
Genetics are a huge part of the industry at the moment as a whole. Are you using the sheep breeding values on your property?
I have actually used ASBVs to buy rams as a commercial producer in the past, and the stud has been collecting ASBVs for the last 3 years, and I would like to think that next year, when we actually have our on-property sale, we'll be able to produce those ASBVs for rams that will be for sale, and where they perform on the Merino Plus Index and the Dual Purpose Index as well.
I guess an interesting thing about yourself is you haven't always been involved in farming like this. You're a business owner in Adelaide and have dabbled in a number of business ventures. Coming up here in 2010, I can imagine it would have been a pretty big learning curve.
It's been fantastic. We always love a challenge. There's always heaps to learn. I've been in a couple of different industries, and I find as long as you're keen and prepared to ask lots of questions and get involved with people, there's always plenty of people around who have an opinion and are willing to try and help you out.
And I mean, the marina industry is a big one, and there are some major players just around in this area. What was it like when you sort of showed up and started to play along as well, if you like?
Oh, look, it's been really good. Unlike some industries that I've actually been involved in, everyone's actually very keen to help you out and tell you as much as they can. They sort of see it all as a collective gain for the merino industry, and we can try and sort of market it all around Australia and all around the world. So, no, they've actually been very accepting, and I think the industry as a whole is very keen to see sort of young families coming back to doing this as opposed to moving away. So,
do you think we're going to be seeing more of this in the future, though? Guys that haven't been here forever but still have a passion for the sheep industry that are going to be buying properties like this maybe, or making a go of it at least?
Well, I hope so. And obviously succession planning is a large thing out there in the bush, and lots of families are having to deal with it and finding it very hard. And I hope this can be the start of something. I think the future's pretty bright for agriculture, pretty bright for South Australia. So if we could see more young families actually coming back here, that'd be fantastic.